What is that?
This is Whataburger. This is what we call Whataburger in Texas. It's a burger place.
Did you steal that?
Oh yeah, you better believe it. I steal all the things I love.
It's the only way you can get what you love. You gotta steal it.
You stole the number?
You think that this is my soccer number, number 12.
Wait, was it your soccer number before you stole it?
Yes.
And then you saw it and you were like,
ooh, I'm taking that one real quick. It's the best damn place we've ever been. If you're there in Texas, you better get yourself a honey butter chicken biscuit.
Are we clicking back in?
Oh.
Are we what?
We
got to snap back in. This is our new place.
Well, all right, ready?
One,
two, three.
Oh!
Ah!
Look at this. This is not our permanent spot.
It's not.
It's a temporary spot.
This is exactly. This is a temporary spot. This is my home. That is my cat, Bella. There'll be more cats coming in and out of this conversation. but welcome to We Stay Late.
This is the show where we stay late.
We stayed real late.
It's real late.
Can you hear the?
I was like, ooh, technically you guys stay late. Anyway.
Yeah, let's have that combo.
Are we gonna have that conversation?
I don't think I'm allowed to have that combo.
But we can have that conversation for you.
Yes, you can speak for me. I cannot have that combo.
Well, no, you can have the combo that you're no longer working at Group 9.
Yes, I can say that, but I don't think I'm...
No, you can't say anything else.
I can't say anything else.
And I'm not going to say anything else either.
I can say whatever I damn well please.
You can't.
You can't. You can't, because that'll cost me some severance. So don't.
Oh, for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so we were supposed to have this podcast in our new facility, but then Star... Can I say this? Star doesn't work there?
Yeah, I don't work there anymore.
So Star doesn't work there anymore.
Thanks, Internet.
No. No, for no fault of her own.
No fault. No.
Oh, no, I'm good. So, if it was my fault, I would not be getting severance. So
technically, yeah. We're going to go there. We're going to set up the new podcast place.
Yeah.
We're going to have it set and stable. It's going to be great. But we can't do the podcast with that Star.
Nope.
And so we're going to make it work. This is almost like, I'd like to think of this as season two of We Stayed Late.
Okay, it's almost been a year.
We're at episode 45.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hell, let's make it season two, We Stayed Late, episode one, because we wrapped up in our old
location.
This
is our last day, was our last one.
Yes.
Our last episode.
That was our last episode.
So do you want to say this is like the in-between hiatus thing until we're actually in the other place? Like,
yes.
This is the...
Well, yeah. It's kind of like in comics when you have like that 6 or 12-part series, and then in between those series you have like
this
one or two spin-offs.
Yeah. These are like the one-shots.
We're gonna hit a couple one-shots. You know? So we're going to be here for a bit, and then I got to move on out because I'm moving out of this apartment.
Yeah, you're going. Yeah.
I'm moving to a place with a backyard. You ever had a backyard before?
No.
No.
It's great.
When I was young.
I'm actually generally looking forward to you getting a backyard so we can have barbecues.
Yes.
We're gonna record an outdoor. We stayed late.
It's going to be like what those people, the
boys,
boys
and I.
The boys and I.
Yeah. We'll just copy the boys and I. And just
we should bring the boys and I to We Stayed Late.
Just do an outdoor session with the boys and I.
Yeah.
The boys and I stay late.
Ooh, I like it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a crossover.
We need to get some guests, especially because you're going to be gone next week.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone next week and the week after.
2 weeks gone. Mm-hmm. We got to find somebody to fill his spot.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Because I'm getting married.
Ooh. Yeah, Spencer's getting married.
I'm getting married. So I'm going to be in Costa Rica.
Costa Rica,
not recording podcasts.
I was going to say, I'm like, you could leave a voicemail.
That's not going to happen.
You're like, no.
No. You better answer your emails.
I'm not going to have my phone on.
Good.
Actually, no, that's not true. I'm going to have my phone on airplane mode.
It's pretty standard.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm like, you're not going to have your phone
because
on at all?
I'm going to take a shit ton of pictures because it's Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Our honeymoon's typically 2 weeks.
I think they generally are.
Yeah.
We're not doing two full weeks.
I think so, yeah.
Because we're not like crazy rich people.
Yeah.
So so we're doing like a week and a couple days.
And then some time to rest.
Yeah. And then like a couple days before I come back to work, because that would be insane if I got back and then came back to work.
That was a big mistake I made when I came back from the holidays.
Right.
I came back Sunday night. And I had to go to work the next day.
That was a bad idea. I think when you did that, that informed my like Columbia trip decision. I was just like, oh, I'm coming back Sunday. I'm going to work Tuesday.
Yes.
I need the day to kind of reset.
Man.
Yeah. I think I come back like Wednesday or Thursday and then go back to work.
That's good.
Yeah, but now we're going to WonderCon.
Yeah. So the day after I come back, we're going to be at WonderCon.
You're going to be at WonderCon?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have to tell a story.
I was like, what?
Actually, accidentally at WonderCon. So I signed up a while ago for WonderCon to table there. And we sold out of basically everything.
Yeah.
So last con we were at, which was Long Beach?
Yes. Wait.
No, LA Comic Con.
Yes.
LA Comic Con, pretty yes. sure. We're at, oh, look at that little grunge box. LA Comic Con. And we sold out of basically everything. And so so I applied to WonderCon before any of that because you have to apply super early.
Right.
And not knowing we were going to sell out. And then I didn't hear from them for like a long time. And then like last week, they were like, oh, by the way, you have a table at WonderCon. You need to pay for it. And I was like, oh, we don't need a table. Like, I'm just going to exhibit Planet Born like in the gaming area and not do a full table thing. So, and they're like, no. You already signed up, which means you either pay the fee to have a table and not have a table, or you pay the fee and have a table. And I was like, well, I guess I'll just pay the fee and have a table.
Yeah.
So we have a table.
So
I don't know.
I don't have anything to sell, so I need to make things to sell. So
we're
going to
play games.
Ideas.
Yeah, we're going to play games there for sure, because we have a couple of games that are in development. And then we're probably going to, we'll have We Stay Late. Star will be there. I'll be there. You might.
Where is it?
You're welcome.
It's in Anaheim.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. So you come down one day and just hang out.
Yeah.
And then we could do a live show there if we wanted.
We've never had a live show. The part of season two. Everything's changing.
Exciting changes. Yeah, so we could do a live one there if we could bring that little thing that we have. Remember that we used to record in
Oh yes, we have this little
won't that be too loud with the convention sounds?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. I'm like, wait.
Oh no, it will be very loud.
Okay. It'll be the loud version.
We'll just call it the loud cast. That's
okay.
What we'll do.
I'm like, in my head, I'm
like,
but logistics
though. We could bring these. These would definitely deaden the sound more.
It would.
It would be fine if we use these. You'd hear the crowd, but that's fine. I'm cool with that. It's live.
I'm imagining
we might
this
get people
setup.
Like stop and listen to us too, which
that's
would be
the thing.
Real weird.
I'm imagining nice. This setup as the booth.
Yeah.
Which I'm always already nervous at conventions
hours?
And then having people come by to the booth and go, what's this about? And then you having to go into spiel in the
this
middle
a
of
podcast
a podcast.
Where...
So how are you doing today?
No, but just people starting to ask what's on the booth, like in the booth, like, oh, like, what's this planet board thing? And you're like, I'm in the middle of a podcast, man.
Oh, we clear off the table. But we clear it off like they clear off tables when they're bringing in some guy who's been like shot and there's a bunch of stuff on the table.
You're just like,
that's how I've always wanted to clear off tables. Like, I've had this dream of clearing off tables like that. I've never done it. Uh-huh. But I just want to walk in, have there be a bunch of stuff on the table and have a reason to just throw it all off of the table and then just lay somebody down on
you
it.
You should have said that before, because then Luis could have set it up for your bachelor party.
Is that a segue?
Yeah.
Do I smell a
bachelor party?
Segue? I'm sorry, guys. I'm responding to an important text message right now that can't wait.
I could talk about the bachelor party because I was there.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was my bachelor party.
Star was there, too.
Yeah.
All three of us were there.
I was one of the fellas.
It was a We Stayed Late bachelor party.
It was.
Yeah.
Find out more at Star's vlog.
Oh, yeah, I'm editing that tonight. So, yeah.
I'll give a little preview. We went on a big adventure. Mm-hmm. We went lots of places. There were lots of puzzles. Luis overdid himself by
really
1,000%.
I had to. And you know what? I did, and in the end, I felt bad. I was like, it didn't end as strong as I wanted to.
It was fine, though.
So let me break down exactly what happened, I guess.
Yeah. I would say, I'm like, start from the beginning, like a month ago, when you like came in and was just like, okay, so I have this idea.
So I came into the room.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard this.
Well, so I came into the
I'd
room.
I'd like to hear this.
To start.
I got kicked out of the room.
Oh, yeah, you did. You kind of walked in.
I walked in, and then they both looked at me and
talking about work,
said,
and we were like, leave.
And I was like, I guess I'm leaving? I guess I'm leaving.
So we were in the podcast room, the studio. And get out, Spencer. And I said to Star, I was like, Star, okay, I finally figured out what I'm going to do for Spencer, because, you know, it's not going to be like your typical bachelor party where you're drinking
right.
and stuff. I was like, make it special and tailored to him.
Yeah, which is what you're supposed to do.
And I said, I'm going to make an escape room / scavenger hunt that's based on his card game Planet Born.
Right.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
because
when he said this, I was just like,
because Planet Born takes place in space.
I know, but I had this idea.
He was originally going to have us go all over LA.
Yeah. We were like, we're going to go here.
All over, like, Santa Monica, like, just.
But we just didn't have time. Yeah. You know, because then, you mentioned once it starts, the sun starts to set, we could be stabbed. So we decided to.
Yeah.
But I try to base it. He has an Earthling character.
Yep.
And I try to base it on him.
Johnny.
And originally, you know, it was a mission. We had to go get these crystals and we had to send the crystals up into space was pretty much the premise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the game Planetborn is based on crystals.
Yeah. There's like a bunch of crystals.
Crystals as a resource to make moves and to forward your activity.
Momentum. Yeah.
Yeah. Momentum. It's like, okay, I'll incorporate the crystals. I'll incorporate the name Planetborn and the character Johnny Evans. And it started off, I told her, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to Game House. It's a place where you play board games and everything. It's amazing. And it's his favorite place.
Yeah.
So we're going to go there and we're going to play Clue.
Oh my God, this fucking Clue.
And I said, this is how it's going to start. We're going to play Clue. And I'm going to sneak in a note into the little envelope, the confidential envelope. So when you make the guess of who killed the person in Clue, you look at the envelope. And in that envelope, I'm going to start the adventure. And Spencer's going to read it. And it's going to say, without saying anything, stand up and go to the front and say something like, are eggs soggy and foggy here? Or something like that.
Are the pickles here
soggy and foggy?
Soggy and something else.
So basically he was going to read the note and out of nowhere the game was just going to stop and change. And so he got up. So he would get up, leave, and then we would start the journey to a van. What does the van mean? I don't know. No one knows what it means, but we start the journey.
I was going to say, so the part to get to that point, because your car got towed that morning.
Oh yeah, my car got towed. I've had a lot of bad luck recently. I almost got run over today. So
I was like, you almost got your car towed, and then while like there was a delay because I was waiting. What you call it? Danny and Jeffrey showed up, and they knew less than like what you because you told me like generally, but not everything.
I didn't want to tell them because I didn't want to ruin. I wanted them to join
to play in the game too, but they were also like just nervous once they realized they're like, oh, we have to get Spencer to win this game of Clue. They were just like, dude, just don't guess.
And I felt
it's
so
fine,
bad.
Just don't guess. It's okay.
I felt like you didn't want to play Clue. Or like, because you were—he was already setting up.
Yeah, Spencer was setting up another game. Everyone was all like, "How do we tell him that?"
And I was already running late, and I was like, "Oh, we're playing Clue. We got to play Clue." So
I was fine playing Clue.
Okay, you're fine. Okay,
I don't care.
And so
I just want to play games with my friends. That's all I care about.
So yeah, and so I was like, "Okay, it'd be fine." And then we all, so we played, and then the note said, "Go to these coordinates," and he was also given an envelope with a key inside of it. So he goes back to the back of the room and he says, we got to get out. We got to leave. We got to go. He packs it up.
So I didn't know that they had let me win Clue. And I was like, I'm going to lose Clue. I have no, and I said out loud, I have no idea who
when you went to
did
the,
this.
At some point you went to the bathroom and
no,
all
I
of
just
us
walked over to look at the games.
Oh, okay.
I think.
No, you got up to
I went up to get water. That's okay. What I did.
When you got up, that was such a good opportune for us because we were like, we need to know what's inside this thing so we don't accidentally guess it.
Right. I was trying to message everybody with my phone, with my watch, because my phone was being used as a prop.
But then we would all have been beat. We would have all been beat.
True.
And that would have, yeah.
I also didn't know if they knew not to actually get the correct answer, but they did.
Yeah, we figured that part out. Like, because before you got there, we had set up Clue, like, expecting, like, okay, it'll time out and we'll have this.
And I was supposed to get there early so I could put that note in the Clue envelope. And I don't know how I did it. I don't know if you noticed or anything.
I had no idea what was happening.
So Spencer is literally right here. If you look at the YouTube version, he's right next to me. I have the Clue box and I prop it up so it's being blocked. And then I have my note. And I slyly dig it in there.
I was so
you were so ready to build
Star
Wars.
Preoccupied with a Star Wars game. Yeah. I had no idea what
which
was
is
happening.
Fantastic. So I slowly slid it. I was like, okay, good, I did it. And then we set it up and it was fine. And then I had to go get water and look who the three were. You know, the three. Anyway. So he finally gets it. He gets a key in the envelope and we go to some coordinates. Because I put actual like what's it called?
Like coordinates. GPS. Like longitude and latitude coordinates.
Yeah. And so it's like go to 34.1298 to -118. Whatever.
Which is sort of also an inside joke to SourceFed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
Suptic put the wrong fucking coordinates.
Was trying to do a thing like that.
Right.
Like, basically, they would show, he would list coordinates, he'd list numbers at the end of videos, and then once all of them were listed, you could go there and get a clue, and then that clue would basically give you the ability to, like, have a meetup with him. Or with the group.
That never happened.
And he just royally messed up the numbers, and there was no going back, yeah. And then he just gave up, and then the numbers meant nothing. But
see, I didn't mess up. I put the right coordinates. And so we had to walk. Basically, we walked across the street to a park, and what he found was a van, a white van.
Not just
thank
a white
God it wasn't
van.
Raining. Oh my God.
Oh yes, it was supposed to rain that day, and I didn't know what I was gonna do.
It rained a little bit in the morning, and it rained at the very end. But during the actual event,
it was
fine. It was like the universe totally was just fine. Like, no, it's Spencer's day. Let's have.
It was so, nice.
Yeah, it was a pretty good day.
It wasn't just a normal van. If you're thinking like, oh, this is like a white van, like a minivan. You'd be wrong to think that.
Oh, no.
Star, describe what this van looks like.
This was like a big old church van, you guys.
This was like,
let's take like two soccer teams together to like the local park and play soccer. Like it was a big old van.
Because basically, look, well, big vans are fun. You know what I mean? I'm not going to get rent.
I mean, it was great. It was cozy. I'm glad you were driving.
Everybody had their own row.
Everyone had their own row. And I basically, it worked twofold. One, we all got to join together on the journey. I could drive everyone without having us to carpool and be separate. And then it's like this awkwardness. And it's like we want to be together in this day. You know what I mean? And it's fun being in a van. But we don't know where we're going. So in the van were clues. And it was like a mini escape room inside.
Yeah, you had different symbols on every seat.
Yes.
We had different color t-shirts with red herring t-shirts that we just took everywhere.
Yes. There was a luggage and you had to unlock the lock in the luggage first before you could do anything.
Yeah.
And I had folders laid out. I had my cell phone laid out.
There was a cooler with food in it.
Yes. Which, what were your thoughts when you saw the cooler with food in it?
I thought we were going out in the middle of nowhere and we were all going to have to fight over the sandwiches.
Well, luckily that didn't happen.
No, I thought that it was some sort of clue, but I didn't know what it was and what it was in the grunge box.
Yep.
I didn't know what it meant. I thought that maybe you guys were going somewhere and you were going to drop me somewhere.
It's still in here, the sandwich.
And
oh,
I was
no,
going to.
That can't possibly be good.
Oh, don't eat it.
Yeah, don't eat that.
Oh, yeah, don't eat that.
Don't even open that.
Yeah, I was going to.
And I was like, ooh, don't open that.
So there were all these clues. They had to find out. I called someone in Houston to help me out because one of the clues was
Miguel.
You had to call this guy, Eddie, to help you figure out where the next location is.
My favorite part of that is that he goes, oh, hey, Eddie. Oh, wait, I'm Eddie.
And on the phone, it's the best because I know
to relabel him's name. Oh my
God. So when I dialed the number for Eddie, it was Miguel. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm calling Miguel. And he's like, hi, Eddie. Oh, wait, I'm Eddie. And I was like, this is amazing. This is the best.
So
I'm used to playing tabletop games where you're suspending your disbelief by sitting around a table and like making things up to each other. So just the fact that you could dial somebody and talk to somebody was the best.
I wanted engagement. You know what I mean? I wanted there to be some sort of physical activity.
Yeah. I only say the Miguel thing because it's funny that like my brain was like, oh, this is going to be labeled because I knew it was your phone because he didn't buy a new phone for it. So I was like, this is going to be I'm going to get the actual name of this person like for sure. And then it happened. And I was like, this is amazing.
So he gave him the coordinates it's funny is one of the keys to unlock was he asked him a question. He's like, well, if you're friends with the guy who you say you are friends with, J.E., the Earthling from Planet Boy.
And Spencer the whole time was like, I have no idea who that is. And it's like, you're ruining your clue.
And he said, well, if you're really friends, you would know what he eats for lunch every day. And then he gets out this grunge box and I thought you were like, you would eat it or something. But you were too smart. And he guessed, oh, this is salami with cheese and bread. And he's like, yeah, that's it. And so then we move forward.
And the water was just like, water.
Yeah.
I was just like,
what kind?
Sparkling.
So he gave him coordinates to a public storage facility, which I got for $1. Because it was really like a couple more dollars than that. But because they have public storage has that.
They have that $1 for the first month special.
Yes. And you don't. It's not a contract where you have to keep. There's no like. Minimum monthly rental.
Yeah.
Like you can do it for 1 month and that's it. So I rented out a 10x10 storage unit. That's where it would be where J.E. works and lives. That's like his hideout, you know? So we go there in the van together and We open up the storage unit, and there are more clothes.
Oh, wait, no. On the way there, though, we had to play track 7.
We had to play track 7,
and there was songs and clues. Oh,
so yeah,
we had to get the gate code for the, basically, there was a voice that was playing on a track on a CD
on a CD in the van.
He had to make a CD.
That was a physical CD, an accomplishment. I forgot how to make a CD. I put it in iTunes and I downloaded everything, and I was like, wait, how do I do this again? Oh yeah, burn. And my mind went back in time. I saw the menu open up. I saw, like, this is what you want to do. Do you want...
Did you get, like, the little hazard symbol? The little yellow-black symbol for burn?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
And it was like, would you like gapless audio, or would you like to put 2 seconds of break? And I was like, oh, my God. I remember those options. And so then I burned the track, and then I took it out, and you can see, you know, when you burn a CD, you can see where it's burned.
Oh, right. Like, how much has been burned on.
And I was like, whoa, this is so cool. And then I put it in there, and then the guy we called, my friend from Houston, he says, you got to play track 7. It's a good one. And on the phone that they unlocked, it had a reverse audio option.
So basically, like, I had to we played track 7, and it was somebody talking backwards.
Yes.
It was real creepy sounding.
Floop is Mad Men, Help Us Save Us style. From Spy Kids?
Yes.
Anybody?
Yes, Spy Kids?
So in Spy Kids, there are these like weird deformed creatures, and they're like Teletubbies.
They're like Teletubbies. Oh, okay. There you go.
And they're like singing, and the whole thing sounds backwards, but they're like singing and look all happy. And then when you play it backwards, they go, Floop is a madman, help us, save us.
What the fuck is happening?
So that's how they discover it's really dumb.
So I use that tactic for us to get the access code to get into
the public storage unit.
So it's like we start at the game house. Oh no, where are we going? We go in a van. Oh, we gotta figure out where we're going. We go in the van together, and then we go to the public storage unit. And inside
is like
which the coolest,
like, he was living in it, and it had like a bunch of boxes and like yarn and all sorts.
And the coolest thing to me is that this is a very visceral experience, which is what I wanted.
Yeah,
because how fucking cool is it, one, to be in a van, and two, to unlock that storage unit and to roll it up and hearing that and just going through that action of opening it up and seeing like a room.
Yeah.
You know?
So cool.
It was like you're really in a movie. Well done. It was really creepy.
And it was fun.
And so they go in,
they solve a couple of puzzles to get in. And one of
there's a really cool blacklight puzzle we had to do. There was one where like it looked like the conspiracy maps where they like take yarn and connect like different points on a map, but then it ended up being like galaxies.
It was based on
planets
on the game solar system,
right?
And so I was a little Easter egg clue, you know.
So crazy.
So but at this point Spencer has no idea what's going on. All he knows is that we're gonna follow these clues, take it step by step. And
and they have to unlock the laptop, but then your phone accidentally unlocked the laptop.
Oh, my Apple Watch accidentally he opened up the laptop and my Apple Watch accidentally unlocked the laptop. And I felt a vibration on my Apple Watch, and it said, your MacBook is now unlocked. And I was like, no, it's not. You didn't get it right. And then you finally got the password, and I forgot to change the password to the right clue. Because you solved the clue, and it was like planet 42 or something.
43.
And you type it in, and we're like, all capitalized, lower capitalized, P is capitalized, but everything else is not capitalized. And it wasn't working at all.
Yeah.
And then I realized it was just my old password on my computer. Because I was doing this at like 4 a.m. I was like getting everything ready. So I forgot. But then there was a USB. You play it.
Yeah, there's a USB stick we found in another box that had a lock on it that we had to solve. And then we played the video. And it was some dude who looks like the character in the game.
Yeah, how did you find that guy?
Honestly, I was lucky that he even looked like him. I was having a hard time finding a white man acting. As crazy that sounds.
That sounds crazy.
It does. But yeah, no, he looks just like your character. Yeah. And so Spencer, not knowing what's going on, he plays it.
I was wondering who J.E. is, because this whole time,
yeah,
fucking J.E.
And then he's like, hello.
Me on this wild chase.
And he's like, hello, my name is Johnny Evans. And what did you think when you heard that?
Well, I saw the logo.
Oh, yes.
On the top left first. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, it's going down.
Yeah.
So then, but then the minute I saw the logo, I was like, J.E., Johnny Evans, and he said it, and I was like, this is the fucking game.
Yeah.
This is the game is just the... playing out in front of me.
Yes.
It was so cool.
So that's when you finally realized that that was the game, Planetborn. And he was just saying, you got to get this crystal because the other alliance is trying to take it and you know, use it for their own.
The editing on the video and the effects was really
good. It
was
so cool.
Okay.
I will say, I just want to say, I liked all the glitch effects and everything. I was like, that's pretty choice. That's a good job.
I'm so happy I'm an editor because if I wasn't, that'd take you forever. I was just like, just go. That's the one of the edits where I just shut my brain off and
I just have to follow
the instinct. I'm like, yep. And so
the punch-ins and punch-outs.
Yeah. And so throughout this day, we've kind of done it for 2 hours, 3 hours. We're out and about. The next clue takes us to Dave and Buster's.
DMB.
Which happens to be right next to the Dolby Theater, which is shut down because the Oscars were happening the next day.
And we were originally supposed to do it the weekend before.
Yeah. So there was it wasn't too bad. I thought there was going to be a lot of bad traffic. But that Hollywood Strip for the Oscars was shut down.
Yeah.
And literally the same building that hosts the Oscars has a Dave and Buster's in it.
Yeah. Insane. So it was kind of like, oh, man, are they getting... I was afraid that they were going to stop us from going because it's a suspiciously huge white van. And like, what are they? Like, we're on like a mission and we're going on this big old scavenger hunt escape. And they're going to be like, no, you can't park here. Like, no, you're clearly.
You're all deranged.
Yeah. But we make it and it's fine.
Yeah.
And it works out like, and I give them a clue. And.
Well, we found that we got the clue out of the parking spot.
Yes.
There was a clue to get to the parking spot, the right parking spot, and that took us there. And then we had a clue that was for opening one of the boxes.
Which was set up from the very beginning.
Right.
So when they got to the van, there was a box.
One of the very first boxes that we got.
They couldn't open it up, and it was just something that you had to keep a hold of until this
moment. Until this moment.
Yeah.
And then we were able to open it using a clue that was like, what was it? The last
parking space.
The other clue we got to open the box was the last. The last number is double the first. The third and fourth are the same.
No.
The second and third are the same. Mm-hmm. The last two are the first two doubled, right?
Yeah. So the first, yes. The last two numbers are doubled the first two numbers.
Yeah.
So 24, 12.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's obviously not the answer.
Yeah. So we had to figure out that answer.
I also like at this point because you and Danny were all about Danny the subtle.
So this all about the math.
I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm so hungry right now. I'm like, they'll figure this out.
And this was like my idea was that I'm going to give them a good math clue to work through lunch because we're hungry. This is a great spot to work for lunch. And they can think of it as we eat. Unfortunately, the person who brought our lunch dropped my burger on the floor.
Yeah.
And we had to wait a while. And then the cashier.
And this is the thing I told you about. I was just like, I remember in the planning phase, you were like, we're going to stop for lunch and it'll just be like an hour and we'll play some games and we're going to go. And I'm like,
No.
I was like, lunch is going to take longer.
Yeah.
Because that's just people.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't.
People and traffic. I was just like, those are the two things. Because like,
I try to keep everything very close together.
Yeah, which was good. That was really, really good.
It took forever for them to even cash it out. Do we need?
I was gonna say we can right after we get this clue open. We can talk about that.
Ooh.
But let's just finish this clue.
So, what do you mean? Oh, so basically, once they opened up the box.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Once he begs to open the box, it finally gave the directions to the last coordinates, the coordinates for the crystals.
For the crystal. And we got a bunch of Dave and Buster's
stuff. We were supposed to play Dave and Buster's, and then this is my idea, and it's fine, it didn't work out. But like, we would all have to get a certain amount of coupon tickets, so we all would have to get a certain gift in the Dave and Buster's and use that gift to get the crystal.
Right.
I couldn't really figure that part out, and so we just had to move forward.
It was more like they dropped your burger. It would have worked, but they dropped your burger, and then the server took like 30 hours just to get us our checks.
Yeah.
Like,
we would have done it, I think.
And Griffith closes at sunset.
It's Griffith Park.
The place that we were going to, which we looked up like the coordinates and saw it was there, it closes at sunset. So we were like, shit. We gotta go.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Sunset was at like 5:50.
Yeah,
and then this was like at 3:45 or something. Like that.
And so it was like we got it,
and
it was
we didn't
gonna
get
be
our stuff until like almost 4:30.
Yeah,
like that's how long we were just waiting.
We left at like 5:15.
Yes.
So departing at 5:15 for Griffith Park, we're gonna pause there in the story.
Ooh.
because we got a sponsor today.
Oh,
sponsor.
Sponsor. It's RX Bar.
You guys RX Bar.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty solid. I was like, oh.
I'm gonna move this over here so I can read it. So bear with me. Okay. RX Bar is a whole food protein bar. What does that mean? What do you guys think that means?
A whole food?
I'll tell you. Our bars are made with 100% whole ingredients. We want to be transparent and upfront with our customers, which is why we label the core ingredients, egg whites, dates, and nuts, on the front of the package. You guys remember how they have those? I think it's kind of cool. They just, like, label all of the ingredients on the front of the...
Oh, yeah. It's like...
We have them.
Peanuts.
It tells you cashews, the amount, cashews. Like one egg.
Right. Yeah, it does.
Coconut. Egg. Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Beyond being a go-to snack that checks off a number of nutritional boxes, RX bars actually taste delicious. We found creating a bar made from real, whole food ingredients actually tastes better than anything out there. We don't need the fillers, the additives, the chemicals, or the added sugar. I actually had one today. It was really good. How do we start? In 2013, we called BS on protein bars. Are we doing BS. The cat dance while this happens?
BS if you on watch protein
the YouTube,
bars.
If you watch the YouTube version, there are cats dancing to this ad, which is even better. We couldn't find a bar out there that wasn't full of artificial ingredients, fillers, preservatives, and just general BS. That's why we set out to create a bar with a few simple, clean ingredients where every ingredient serves a purpose. So RX Bar's core ingredients do all the talking. It's simply like eating 3 eggs, 2 dates, and 6 almonds with no BS. Turns out real food ingredients actually taste really good. You can taste the fruit, the spices. There's like sea salt in some of them, which is
ooh,
nice.
Ooh, I like good sea salt.
I like me some good
they
sea salt.
They are pretty tasty.
I like to dive into the sea and just get some salt for later.
I like sea salt on my chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh, that's a
good idea. You ever had that? That's so good.
Feel like savory.
Whether you like sweet or savory, hey, there you go. Chocolate or fruit flavors, there's an RX bar for you, which is true because we have a bunch of the flavors at work. RX bars come in 11 delicious flavor varieties. They're gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. There's no added sugar, no artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, or fillers. Egg whites for protein, dates to bind, nuts for texture. Ooh, that's cool. They like explain what they do.
Oh, that's
like
nice.
The egg whites are for the protein, the dates bind the bar together, and the nuts are there
for texture.
That's pretty great. But yeah, we've eaten them at work, and they're really good. They're tasty and they're super healthy, which is great. I think the blue one?
Blueberry.
Is that it? Oh, is that somebody? Oh,
we got a guest.
Hello!
Hi, come on in.
But yeah, you can
we're
get
just talking about RX bars.
You ever talked about RX bars
have
before?
Have you ever had an RX bar before, Sarah?
RX bars are real good.
No, I haven't.
If you haven't had them, you should. For 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/late and enter promo code late at checkout. That's rxbar.com/late and enter promo code late. At checkout,
get yourself some goddamn RX bars, will ya?
They're tasty.
Do you love us?
They're really good.
If you want us to keep going, get it. No, I'm kidding.
No, seriously, get
but
it.
Yeah, you can get it.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's
get
really
it,
good.
Please.
We like it.
Sarah, how are you doing?
Doing good. I smell like shit.
Oh, oh, okay. In case you couldn't hear, she said, "Oh,
you got a little peek of Sarah."
In case you didn't hear, Sarah said she smells like shit, which is great.
So
we encourage smelling like shit here. We stay late.
Oh, I smell like that all the time. So let's continue. So basically, we got the coordinates for the briefcase, and once we had the briefcase, we had about 30 minutes to go get the crystals.
Yeah, yeah. Before the sunset,
and
we like got there, and the sun was going down.
Oh yeah.
I was like, ooh, we gotta go. Do this.
I was so stressed that we were gonna get locked in, and I was gonna be a whole other issue I had to deal with. But
I almost said park the van outside the gate, but then
that would have been too far.
There's no way they lock those gates right at sunset.
No.
No way.
No guys. Zero no chance. Guys waiting. No guys getting there like, ooh, I gotta lock it up right now.
Right.
It's
no,
getting dark.
There's no way.
But we end up walking up into this canyon park. You know, so now we're out in nature. We've hit a lot of settings. We've hit a van. We've hit a lot of public storage. A
lot
we've
of crows.
Hit, we've had a game, a Dave and Buster's. Now we're outside in the cave.
Yeah, we were going into the Bronson Cave.
And the Bronson Cave, which is?
Where they shot the original Batman, like.
Mm-hmm. Where the Batmobile comes out of the cave.
Yeah.
Little known fact, there's a Pokestop there as well for you Pokemon
I mean,
Go
but,
fans.
But that makes sense, right? Like,
oh,
if
yeah.
you're going to put a Pokestop somewhere.
It's going to be at the Batman Cave.
You're going to put it at the Batman Cave.
Yeah.
I bet you bunch of Zubats.
Ooh, too many Zubats.
Too many Zubats. Mm. Probably Geodes too. That's probably a good like.
I admit, Bronson you know what?
Cave.
If we were
Pokemon.
In such
Onyx.
A, like, if we weren't in such gaming mode, I should have opened up.
You should have opened it and seen, because I'm sure there were some like,
some,
you know,
solid rock,
some solid, some solid rock, and ooh, maybe a Diglett.
Oh, you definitely get a Diglett. I love Diglets.
Ductrio.
Ductrio. So we walk our way up, and I, that morning I was able to luckily leave a note on a trash can before you got to the cave.
Oh, that's right.
And on that note, it said 73 steps forward, 85 steps forward, 12 steps to the left, 2 steps to the left at the rock.
Yep.
So Spencer.
So I was expecting Dwayne The Rock Johnson to be there. And I mean, I was highly cool disappointed.
Too. Oh my God. That would have been double our budget.
That
would have
been amazing. You could have just been the day like, hey, we're at Game House and The Rock shows up.
Well, I thought, you know, 2 steps over at The Rock, he'd be waiting there.
Welcome. I can't
take 2
voice.
Steps. Yeah.
Sorry, so what happened? So you walked in, and then...
So I walked in, and then I took 85 steps forward, and I took 12 steps to the left, and then I took 2 steps to the rock.
And as
the cave got real dark.
It got real dark.
It gets so dark. And the sun was also going down, which really helped.
Again, I want that visceral effect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want you to like you're in a movie.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Opening Sturges, driving, and then in a dark cave looking for a crystal.
It was cool. And then there was a hole in the wall.
There was a hole.
And in that hole in the wall, a literal hole in the wall, not like a restaurant hole in the wall, there was a rock blocking the hole, but it looked like it had been placed there strategically by somebody hiding something.
I didn't want anyone to take it.
Also,
that would have been so sad if you were
somebody,
like, there's supposed to be a thing in there.
I know.
Also, strategically, if somebody was hiding that, they would hide it behind a rock.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That made sense to me. I was like, okay. There is something behind here because this rock is strategically placed in this hole.
And it wasn't like, oh, there it is. I just grab the rock.
No. I took the rock out.
It would have been Luis's snake.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, I took the rock out and then there was nothing. And then I looked farther back into the hole.
Yeah.
With the flashlight because I had a flashlight, a giant flashlight.
Yeah, it was a prop.
And like deep into the hole. Was this crystal in the back, this like rainbow looking metallic crystal. And I was like, do I have to reach my hand back into this hole full of cobwebs?
Oh, you do.
And he was like, yeah. And I was like, awesome. And then I did it and I pulled it out and I didn't get bit by a spider or die. And it was magical.
I was afraid when I placed it in there. I was like, oh God, please.
I wanted to,
it's nice. And so then we ran out. And then the night was great. And then I was like, okay, guys, now we're gonna go back to the game house, collect our cars, and then we're gonna end the night at an Airbnb.
Yeah,
yeah. That part.
That part did not work
out
because I rented an Airbnb that was not a. It was a room. It was just one room that we were supposed to stay in, and so I had to break the news that. But that's okay because I got to go to your apartment for the first time.
Yeah. Which is weird. You haven't been there.
Yeah. But it was great. And then we and Danny, Danny Boy.
Danny Boy.
We played X-Wing.
Yeah.
Which is super cool.
It was really fun.
It was weird in the beginning. And then once you like realize, you're like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah, it's not like any game that I've... It is based on a World War II game, which makes sense. It's based on a dogfight game that Fantasy Flight had the rights to. And then they... did they have the rights to it? I don't know if they had the rights to
it. They might have just stole it.
They might have just stole it. Oh. But it was based on, like, they were basically planes, and you measure how far they, like, it gives you directions of where you can go with the planes, and then you have measuring sticks, and you use that to move them, which seems, like, super old school when you think about, like, it's probably, like, a measuring tape.
Yeah.
But this has, like, templates, and you basically have to set where you're going to fly and then turn it over, and then everybody turns them over at the same time and moves their ships.
You have these dials that say, like... 5 forward, 2
bank or
2
two
bank
turn.
To the left, or 3, you know, kind of a curve turn.
Yeah.
Or you can even go straight and then turn around.
Yeah.
And so we would all set it up in the beginning, so we wouldn't know what everyone else is doing.
Yep.
Set it up, and then we all flip it, and then we start making our moves in a certain order.
Yeah. There's like pilot scores on the cards, and so as you and you go up from like the bottom pilot score to the top pilot score, which is sort of counterintuitive when you first do it, but then you realize it's because those people are all going to move first, and then they are not going to be able to shoot first, because then you go in descending order. So when you move, you're able to move into range and then shoot them. Yeah. And then you have advantage on that, because if you shoot them before they shoot you, then you have the chance of killing them before they're able to even do anything to you. So it's kind of a cool system. And yeah, we played that with all four of us on my tiny dining room table.
It was the table talk table.
It was super fun.
It was the table talk table. That's
I felt really weird once I sat down. I just felt like my body was like at source set again.
I know. It's so weird.
I was like, whoa.
One of those chairs fell apart a couple days ago. And luckily, right next to my apartment, an Osh just opened, an Orchard Supply Hardware.
It's like a Home Depot.
It's like a fancy ass Home Depot.
But like a local
one.
That's
what that place was.
And I felt so so handy, because I just ran right over to the Osh and I brought the little screw.
You really could walk over there.
Yeah. It's like right across. Yeah. Like I walk out of my door and across the street and I'm in a hardware store.
Yeah.
And so I was able to like go and like do the thing, and I was like, I'm gonna take this one nut. I just bought one nut. Do you know you can buy one nut?
Yes.
No, I didn't know that.
That's a rare.
So I have a question for you.
Anything.
You have a 3D printer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it's possible to just 3D print one nut?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I was going to, but I didn't.
You wanted it to be metal.
You couldn't trust the
3D I was going printer. To. Well, the integrity I would. Of a I nut. Would. I would. It's just that I would have to size it perfectly. And I didn't know what size nut I needed. Right. If I had known what size the nut was, if I had like measured,
right.
If I had like a thing that was like, oh yeah, to replace that, you need this size nut. I could have just gone online, found something that was 100% the scale of that, and then printed it out very easily. All of that's available. I just didn't know what size it was, and I didn't want to print like 12. But yeah.
Are you telling me, because I feel like in the future they're going to have like all that available. Where like, this is the nut you get. Download the nut dimensions, and then you can
print it out.
Do they have that now or no?
Oh, I mean, I can find any size like nut and bolt online.
That's amazing.
For sure. You just find, if you can't, what you do is you just find that, say you want a certain, like bolt size or something. You can, whatever the measurements that they give you, like you, the program that you use to print it, has a ruler in it that allows you to size things up to whatever size you want. So technically I could just get any nut, and then if I know what the dimensions are supposed to be, I could just scale it up and down until it's the right size. That's and then amazing. Print it out, and then it's done.
It's like those little skinny things you need before you screw stuff together, because you screw it in, but you got to put that skinny plate in between. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. The little, like soft washer.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know what that's called, but I know exactly what it's called.
Yeah, so you can just print one of those bad boys up.
Yeah, very easily. And we just used it.
You could have a washer party.
You could make a big old washer if you wanted.
I don't know why. One big one.
But we actually used it to print teeth, shark teeth, for a project that Hannah was working on, a sculpt that she was doing for a movie, and she wanted a bunch of teeth, and she was like, man, it'd be cool to do shark teeth, and then we could just print them and then mold them and then run them in dental acrylic, so that it's
that's cool.
What we did, we made like a bunch of different sizes of shark teeth, and put them into the skull.
That's pretty dope.
And took them out and casted them. Which I figured out later, you could I should have known, I just didn't think about it. I could technically have just printed the mold, because I could just take the tooth, put it into like a square, put it into like a block, and then made that tooth a hole.
Yeah.
And then made the other side a hole too, and put two blocks together, and then I could have just printed the mold instead of having to print the tooth and then mold the tooth, which is crazy. Yeah. But anyway.
Science is awesome.
Science is cool.
Afterward, we went to Howl to the Moon.
Oh, yeah.
And it was super fun. And everybody was dancing.
Oh, it was so crazy.
It was cool.
This is a bar where they have two pianos and they duel at each other.
Dueling pianos.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of pop music and people singing and not wanting to sing the high notes. So they make the crowd sing the high notes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that's my one complaint. I had an amazing time. But every time this one singer.
There was actually strippers, but there were dude strippers.
Yeah, they were. Oh, I got dude strippers for my birthday. Or for my bachelor party.
Look at that.
I was like, it just worked out. It was just like, huh, there you go. Cool.
But he was just dancing. You didn't see anything.
No, there were just people from the crowd.
They brought up, and then they started taking off their shirts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't actual.
But we didn't see any diglets.
No.
Okay.
I didn't. I can't speak for everybody. But yeah, my one complaint is that there was one dude who's singing. He was pretty good. He could hit the notes. He heard him.
He just didn't want to.
Every time a high note came, he was like...
To the crowd.
You can't see it if you're listening.
Yeah.
But I'm gesturing out towards the crowd.
Right.
So I'd be like if they're like, oh, we're halfway there. Whoa.
Gesture to the crowd.
Yeah. And you're like, dude, sing the fucking high note.
Yeah, that's what we want to see. Because
we would sing it too. It doesn't matter. Like, the crowd's into it, but it's like, yeah. But it was just
that funny. Was real dumb. But everything else was great. It was so crazy.
And that, for the people in the Slack, that out of context video that I posted like way late in the morning, that was that video. I posted a video of like Spencer dancing in the background, and then he saw me recording him dancing, hey!
we were joking because it was sometimes they played slower songs that they shouldn't have played.
Right.
That were like, why are we dancing to this? It was kind of weird, but it was fine. They played music all night long, so you're like, okay, there's going to be some point
where you gotta take a little break. Slower. Yeah, yeah.
And so, but one of the songs was like not a song you really would dance to at all. And we were in the back, and I was like, what if we just like fucking just went for it with the song? So
you were just like kind of like doing like weird robot like hand things. Yeah.
And then we were joking, and then she's recording.
Is this going on the vlog?
It's already.
Yeah.
She posted it.
Yeah, yeah. I posted just that clip because it was just too funny into the Slack.
Because I noticed it in the middle of her doing it, in the middle of me dancing.
Did you post it in the general?
Being super silly.
Yeah, but this was like days ago. Like, and I said no context. And that's all I did. And I posted it. And I think it was in the middle of somebody having like a really hard conversation. I was like, oops.
It's always hard.
I should always pay attention before I post.
It's always hard to jump
like,
in.
I just got home and I'm like, this needs to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Slack will get it.
There's a serious channel. You know, people can talk about serious things.
There's a serious channel?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not part of the serious channel.
There's a serious channel, so if, like, anybody in Slack has actual serious
things that
they
want to
talk
about. Hey, if you're not on the
about,
Slack,
get on the Slack. Get on the goddamn Slack.
You're Slack. Okay. We've made that joke too many times.
Yeah, I know. No, and apologies. I haven't been on Slack because I've been organizing.
Yeah.
We've been moving.
We've been busy.
And
we've been really busy.
And now I have, like, 1,000 projects I have to organize.
Also, I just want to say I saw the Toronto meetup video. And you guys, you are amazing.
This
podcast wouldn't be anything without you guys.
It's
like,
so cool.
Yeah, sincerely. Like, you guys are great.
You guys are the fucking best. And I truly appreciate it. And, you know.
I want to go to Toronto.
I want to go to Toronto. And the thing is,
so here's the thing. Like, I also realized, I'm like, I should probably make more merch for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I have all this free time, I should probably make more merch for the podcast so we could earn some cash for the podcast, and then maybe we could go places for the
go
podcast.
Go to Toronto.
Because that would be dope. If there's any other merch ideas that you guys are interested in, let me know.
Okay, I have a question that I've been dying to answer because I don't know if it's going to divide us or bring us together.
Oh, questions.
What is your favorite pizza topping, and what is your preferred method of eating a slice, and also thick crust, thin crust, or some other kind of crust?
Sausage pie, pepperoni pie, pineapple pie.
Wait,
like
all three?
Pineapple?
No. Oh. Sausage and pepperoni.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But not pineapple.
No pineapple. If I'm feeling crazy,
pineapple.
Pineapple.
I don't know, man.
I'm not on board the pineapple.
I'm not on the pineapple train. Okay, at least we're all not on the pineapple train.
I can be on the pineapple train sometimes.
Get off the pineapple train.
In fact, I can be on the sardine train sometimes.
I can be more on the sardine train than I can be on the
pineapple
train.
Who are you?
Ooh, we're about to fight.
Well, here's the thing. Like,
fish.
But it's
salty. Yeah, but
salty.
They're salty.
You get a nice little punch of salt in your mouth.
Here's the thing. I'm not about fruit and cheese together. Like, in that kind of, like, but at least not warm. I don't know. There's something about, like, pineapple to me is like a cold fruit. You eat it cold, and eating a warm pineapple just is not an appetizing texture for me.
Ooh.
I could see
that. You
know
what I mean?
Have you guys ever put sriracha on your pizza?
Oh, yeah.
I could do that. I have not done that, but that does not sound like a bad idea.
If it's just cheese and meat,
yeah,
it's basic. I mean, yeah.
Add a little sriracha to it. You get a little punch to your face.
Yeah.
You know, it's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be fine.
I'm fine with that. It's the little baby fish that I'm not... What if some...
It's just salt.
What about like those little orange eggs? You think people put that on pizza?
The masago?
Oh.
Is that masago?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
I think that's what that's called. Masago? Little orange eggs? Those don't taste like anything to me, so I don't see why you would put that on pizza.
I've never had that before.
It's on sushi.
Wait, thin crust? Thick
crust?
The little orange eggs.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Thin crust, thick crust, or regular crust?
That's what. That's the next question.
Okay,
I'm moving us along.
I do. I like both. It's just how do I feel today?
Yeah.
I like the crust. I like the thin crust, but I also like a little doughiness. I don't like.
Do you like deep dish?
I don't know if I like that. I don't know. That might be too much sauce.
So there's a really good deep dish place in NorCal.
I guess I have a better one. I have to try it.
Yeah, you have to try it because there's so much cheese. It's like just so much cheese.
That's like a for real pie.
Yeah, it's like a pie.
It's like a
cheese pie with marinara and
cheese pie.
Do you have to eat it with like a fork?
Yeah,
deep dish.
You have to eat deep dish with a fork.
I will it never eat pizza with a fork.
See, that doesn't feel like a. But even
you guys
though,
fold it.
Even
oh,
though,
yes.
Here's the okay. Thing. Okay, good. I'm gonna say my. Here's the thing. My preference, weird. I just like plain cheese pizza. I'll eat the other pizzas. But if it's just me picking a pizza for myself, I tend to just go straight cheese because, like, I just want the pureness of the pizza.
You just want cheese and sauce? You don't want a little salty, like, pepperoni and sauce?
Here's the thing. When people order pepperoni, because there's always cheese. That's the thing. I never have a problem getting pizza because somebody always at least orders a plain cheese.
Right.
If somebody orders pepperoni, I'll, like, take two. You guys have seen me order exactly two slices of pepperoni. Like
At Pyology,
because the pepperoni overwhelms the flavor, and then all I taste is pepperoni, and I don't taste the cheese or the sauce or anything else.
So if
it's just a little bit, I'm okay, but if it's the whole thing...
It's all cheese. You can't overwhelm the cheese.
I don't taste it. Anything that's, like, that can overpower it, like... So I like little bits of toppings, but prefer.
But we all fold the pizza.
Never fork and knife.
The only time I use a fork and knife on a pizza.
Oh,
sorry. It's mall pizza, Sbarro, when it's those gigantic New York slices.
Just fold them.
Here's the thing, because when you fold it, it's like all of a sudden, they're so big, it kind of becomes like a weird sandwich taco situation that I'm like, this doesn't feel like a pizza anymore. So what I end up doing, I only use the fork and knife for the very beginning. So I kind of make like a mini pizza.
Uh-huh.
I do that.
Split that in half.
Yeah, I do it for like 3 bites. And then I'm like, now it's time to fold. And then I fold it.
So at Mama and Papa's, where they have huge slices.
Big Mama Papa?
Yep.
For those of you who... I know. For those of you who...
Was that a look of recognition?
Yes.
Hell
we
yeah.
We love Big Mama's Papa. Now, if you don't know what this is...
That's a good thin crust pizza.
Yeah.
I've never had their thin crust pizza.
Well, the gigantic pizzas that you get at every party.
Oh, we did have it at Source.
Those are like Big Mamas and like if you're looking at the YouTube video, my hand width of what? That's how big the pizzas
are. She's not joking.
It's
like,
her arm span.
If you want to know when Ellen DeGeneres hosted the Oscars, she ordered Big Mamas and Papa's pizza to the Oscars.
Yeah.
So there.
It's pretty good. Yeah. But what they do, they solve this issue for me, because I never have to touch a fork and knife there.
Yeah.
But the slices are massive, and they cut them into, like Chicago, they cut them like into squares.
Which is great, because I'm like, oh, this is exactly what I would have done, because the slices are too big.
If I did it, I'd feel like an asshole, because I'm using a fork and knife to cut my pizza into squares.
Right. But it's pre-cut.
But I don't have to do it. They do it for me, and then I feel great.
Yeah.
I'm about to say something real controversial.
Oh, no.
Are we ready?
Oh, no.
Oftentimes, would prefer my pizza without sauce.
That's just bread and cheese, man.
No, I like that little olive oil.
That's like a cheese stick.
No, like garlic
olive
oil.
That's like a wide cheese stick.
I don't know if I can...
That's a wide cheese stick.
I'm about it.
I don't like that.
What about white sauce?
That's a flatbread.
Yes, I will go with white sauce. You put a little white sauce. You put Brussels sprouts on that white sauce. And you put Parmesan
get
cheese.
Get those Brussels sprouts out
of
here. What are you
so
talking about?
Fucking good.
No, get the Brussels sprouts.
I don't like white
far
sauces.
Far away from
so
me.
I don't like white
pizzas?
White sauces, no. I'm not about it.
Oh, there's a
I
certain...
Just, I have a Hold thing...
Do
like,
you
I
like
don't...
Alfredo?
No.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't like
you
Alfredo.
You don't like Alfredo?
No, that's just... And I know it's not based on taste. It's literally just based on a visual, like something about like creamy.
So if I closed your eyes and made you blind and you ate it,
I'd probably be fine.
Okay.
But like, it's like creamy sauces where like, I feel like I can't tell what was made, put in the sauce and like get real, like, I don't want to eat it.
Mayonnaise?
I could do mayonnaise because I know exactly what mayonnaise is.
What is it?
It's beat up eggs.
Oh, how sad.
I'm trying
and
to
oil.
Find this one.
They got beat up.
It's beat up eggs and oil and a little bit of vinegar.
Yeah, vinegar. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I was like, I have no vinegars in there.
Yeah. It's like, so I know what it is, so it's fine. But for a long time, I also couldn't do mayo until I found out what it was. I'm like, okay. because I like the taste. And I'm like, it's just a mental, like, I need to know what's in it. So if I were to make my own Alfredo sauce, I'd probably be fine. But I can't do, like, cream of any soup.
Oh, interesting.
You know, like, things. I can maybe.
You know that it's what's in there, you can look at the ingredient list?
Yeah, something. I'm just like, I don't know. Someone could put something in there. It's weird. I know, it's dumb.
That's weird. Because
you could put that in anything. It could be literally,
like, that could be in any food ever.
But for whatever reason, it's, like, creamy. And also, like, the lactose intolerance. So that's my true. That's, like, my actual excuse. But that's not really why I don't eat them.
I'm trying to find this pizza that I like. It's got that.
I'm not creamy about...
Like, mushrooms and Brussels sprouts and the Alfredo sauce.
I was going to say, here's my controversial thing. I don't believe in barbecue sauce pizzas. I don't think that's okay.
You know, I converted when I came over here to California. because it's a thing here,
and I'm like, that's bullshit. Why are you putting barbecue sauce on a pizza? That's not a sauce.
Kind of good, though.
No.
I didn't want it to be good, but it's pretty good.
No.
What do you think about
barbecue sauce and cheese are not, like, it's, no, man,
but the chicken, and they get the sweet chicken on that.
It's a
well-balanced pizza.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't be like, ooh, give me that barbecue pizza. But I'm also not going to be, like, real judgy if you get a barbecue pizza.
So this is what this is the thing. We all like marinara.
We're in the spectrum right now of barbecue pizza. Wait, what were you going to say?
You don't like Alfredo. We like it.
Yeah.
We don't like you not having sauce, but you like it. And we
you both like anchovies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, anchovies.
I'm against it.
I'm okay with olives too.
What do you guys think about Supreme pizzas?
With everything on it?
With everything.
I'm out.
I'll eat it, but I'm like,
I'm throwing it out.
I end up eating like two bites of it.
I throw it on the floor. Even if there's lots of people there, I just grab it and throw it on the floor.
I eat like two bites because it's too much flavor, and I'm like, I don't taste the pizza here. I just taste like all the toppings.
It thinks it's better than everybody else because it's called Supreme Pizza.
Supreme Pizza.
And I'm like, no, you're not better than everybody else. Shut the fuck up.
I definitely feel like if you have too many flavors, it could be overwhelming. Like, we have this...
A pizza that you make and it's like you over... Like, everybody makes these mistakes when they go to, like, Pizza Rep. If you've ever gone to... It's essentially like Chipotle pizza places where you go and you make your own pizza. You put as many toppings, whatever.
All those different places.
Yeah. They don't have that everywhere.
They don't have it everywhere. But here, it's common to go to a place where you make your own personal pizza. And everyone the first time makes the mistake
of everything.
Because you're like, I could put all the toppings if I wanted. I could put whatever I want. So everyone overloads their first pizza. Yeah. And then you get it. And it's like this soggy mess that you can't actually pick up. And then you start
fine tuning it. Like, okay, I just want pepperoni, sausage, but just a little bit. But I want a lot of cheese.
I get ricotta on my pizza.
I've never had ricotta on my pizza. Ooh, I know that would taste delicious. I actually can't do because of the lactose.
Question.
I want to. It sounds amazing.
Best pizza that you eat, like a frozen pizza dinner. What frozen pizza do you get?
Oh, wait. Do I go with... Okay. So if I had my choice of frozen pizza, I get the DiGiorno thin one that's in a square. That's a square.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I'll do that.
Is it like the Italian... Like the
it's whatever it's thin it's in a square shape.
Yeah, it's like a fancy one.
I don't know. It's thin and square shape, and it has pepperonis on it, which I like coordinate so that they're
that
not
sounds like the fancy
yeah,
one.
Yeah. But when currently though, I'm on that Celeste pizza frozen pizza situation, they're this big and $1.
The Celeste ones, the dollar,
the real tiny dollar,
they're like Totino's.
They're like lowest quality of quality.
I don't.
And when you microwave them, they turn into hard bricks of pizza.
Yeah.
But they're $1, and
you'd rather get that pizza than some Totino's? Totino's, yeah. Have you ever had Totino's?
Totino's pizza.
Totino's pizza.
Never had a Totino's.
It's so
pizza.
Cheap and so good.
I don't know.
Star,
so
you could
the cheapest
double
one in the supermarket.
You
though.
Could double your pizza for almost the same price for getting Totino's.
Yeah, but it's just me. What am I doing? Having a big old pizza, big bad pizza. Like, if I'm going to have a
No,
Totino's is pretty good.
Really?
It's pretty good. It's
okay,
bad,
you know
but
what?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm probably going to go grocery store at Totino's. Some point, and I'll give a review, a frozen pizza
Coming
review.
Coming back, we're going to find out more about Totino's.
So there's this place in Long Beach that we went to. Did we go there?
Mexican place?
Yeah.
Yes.
Big fish taco place?
The Holy Moly.
Yes.
Oh, Holy Moly, yeah.
I went there
great.
Again
because
we were picking up Hannah's sister in Long Beach who flew in for the wedding. And I forgot how cheap it was. So we all got dinner. Okay. I got four tacos.
Oh, man, now I want tacos.
Hannah got, I think, three tacos. We got a big thing of chips for the center. And Hannah's sister got, I think, like one of the big tacos, like one of the like monster taco things. It was like $16.
That's amazing.
And I got a drink.
What? Together it was $16?
All together it was $16. That's amazing. This is absurd for three people to eat dinner.
Yeah, the restaurant we went to was like one taco was like $4.
Yeah. Yeah. This put 99 cents. If you get potato taco, 79 cents.
Oh man, I want some tacos. Is there a taco place?
I'm going to get tacos after this.
There's a Del Taco.
That doesn't count. I mean, it's fine. Del Taco is there in a pinch.
In a pinch,
ooh, Del Taco's pretty good.
They're half pound bean burritos.
The epic burritos?
The half pound bean burritos, but the epic burritos too are real good.
I love them epic burritos. If I'm having a sad day, you get an epic burrito.
I got 2 half pound bean cheese burritos because they're not really half pound. They're really like not. But I got 2 of them for dinner.
Uh-huh.
It was $2 and I was full and I was happy and it was like not the worst thing for me because it was just beans and cheese. And
I know this is a, like a local thing so people won't understand, but I always sometimes get the like a 49 cents quesadilla.
Cause they have 49 Del Taco?
Yeah, Del Taco.
Wait, is Del Taco only here?
I think so.
Yeah. Sorry, people.
I didn't have one in Texas. When I came here, I was like, what's this? And then it's my
jam. Del Taco is kind of like my Pollo Tropical replacement.
I don't know what that is.
Pollo Tropical is like a Miami chain, and it's fast food Cuban food, and it's good.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. If you're there in Miami, people are like, Pollo Tropical is not good. It's not good Cuban food. It's fast food, though. Just like how Del Taco is like, again, hits it good, it's good in a pinch. Like, Pollo Tropical is like, all right, I really want some rice and beans and, like, plantains and, like, some chicken. And I don't need to sit in a restaurant that's fancy.
Right.
I'll go to Pollo Tropical. See, I miss it.
In Texas, we have Taco Cabana.
Oh.
And there they even have margaritas there.
Oh, shit.
So you can get there, you get
Is that fast food with margaritas?
Yes.
How do they have a liquor license?
Well, I don't know.
It's Texas.
I just go there and I get Texas.
Because it's Texas.
I just go there and get it. And then you can, it's like frozen. And they have like awesome like little breakfast burritos and stuff, and then you can just get a little margarita.
Ooh, I love me a good breakfast burrito. Yeah. So I miss the ones at Constellation where we used to work.
Yes, where we used to work.
Because they were so good.
I'm sure you could find a new breakfast burrito.
Have you
gone to the? Oh, that's true. Convenience, no. But have you gone to the new Mexican restaurant nearby?
No, I haven't. But I'm gonna go.
Spencer, you better fucking go.
I'm gonna go tomorrow.
That place is too delicious.
No, not tomorrow. I'm not in work tomorrow. I'm gonna go Thursday.
You go Thursday? They have.
Are we going Thursday?
We're going Thursday.
Okay.
This is my new Chick-fil-A. This Mexican restaurant.
Oh shit! Okay.
And they have breakfast all day.
I'm so curious about this. I'm like, you said Thursday, right?
Yeah. You wanna come?
I can maybe be in the area.
Because it's right near. It's right near other things that you do.
Yeah, but that's also a tentative. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna make that drive.
If you're there,
now that I don't have to do that drive. That's one of those things. I'm like, all the stuff, I'm like, ooh, I don't have to do that drive.
The drive's really bad.
But they have breakfast burritos all day.
Oh, man.
But if you're going to go, like, at, you know, lunch.
Yeah.
Maybe. And, you know, our lunch is loose. We don't have to go at a certain time.
Yeah.
This isn't a guarantee.
No,
I'm,
it's
like,
fine.
Super, like.
If you decide you're not going to come, it's not like we're not going to be friends with you anymore.
I know.
Like, tell us.
I'm just really bad. I'm in that mode of, like, I don't want to make tentative plans when I have to drive a lot, now that I don't have to drive a lot and I have to save gas money.
It must be amazing.
It's weird. It's like a weird, like, my brain is going back into like freelance mode.
Uh-huh.
But it's been like 2.5, almost 3 years since I've been in like hardcore freelance mode. So I'm remembering certain things, but it's like I'm not completely adjusted yet. Like hardcore freelance mode, I still wake up at like 9:10. But my brain thinks I'm on vacation right now, which is a problem. So I've been waking up at like 11 noon. I'm like, that's no good.
Yeah.
I need to adjust. And I've been taking naps at like 5 every day. I'm like, ooh, that's not a good idea either. Don't do that. Because if I'm back on like an actual work routine, personal schedule, I can't just sleep all day. That's not okay.
No.
Yeah.
That's not going
to
work.
But yeah, I'm giving myself this week to learn to readjust.
Yeah,
and then next week is the hardcore, like, okay, I'm not unemployed. I'm a freelancer again.
You have any like potential gigs?
I applied. Thanks. Shout out to Joel Rubin for contacting me and sent me some contacts. I applied. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
If that works out, that would be great. But otherwise, it's just more like I need time to like redo my website and all that, trying to actually figure out, I'm like, do I switch to now I'm actually paying attention to all those like website
Squarespace
commercials.
And Wix commercials.
What
website do you use? What do you not use? Oh,
right now, no, I use Carbon Made, which is like super, super old. Like this was like pre Squarespace, pre Wix, all those Damn. Like template sites. It was a portfolio template site.
Oh, okay.
Like they were like, hey, artists need something like this. All these other sites don't offer something for portfolios.
Artists. Yeah.
So I've been using this forever. I pay like $12 a month, and it was just simple, like easy setup kind of thing.
Is $10 a month.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, okay, like I need to start penning pinching, and like the design of Carbon Made is now really dated and old.
Yeah.
So now I'm in that thing of like, okay, let's figure it out, because I need to be able to show YouTube links to work, because yes. I want to show it's like so my source good. Fed
That's
and crap
I, yeah.
stuff.
That's what I do, yeah. my
but also like my still stuff, like my drawings, illustrations, logos, things like that. So I need a site where I could show off both in a yeah. beautiful way and in a way where I'm not coding, because I only know very basic HTML, because that's what I had to learn when I went to college.
Yeah,
and that's not useful anymore.
Nope. It's all out of date.
If anyone's listening to podcasts with Squarespace codes, tweet them at Star.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. That's fine. Or, you know,
you get 10% off or something. Like that.
I mean, this is an RX podcast, so maybe in the future. If one of those sites
maybe
are
one day.
Interested,
we could be
but
eating
for now,
an RX bar while we do it.
RX bars are amazing and delicious,
and they're great for a pinch. If you need food and you can't go out to eat,
yeah, after you eat all that fast food that's garbage for you, and you're like, oh man, I really shouldn't have done that. You eat a RX bar.
RX bars has real food.
Yeah,
How I'm afraid of the ingredients? Why won't I eat things? RX bars don't have that problem. They tell you exactly what's in it, and you're like, oh, I could eat that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, where are you streaming now? Because you're going to be streaming.
Let's start plugging.
I'm streaming a shit ton on Twitch now because Twitch pays a little bit more than YouTube. I'm streaming games and drawing. So if you guys subscribe to my Twitch channel, it's StarlineX. And it'll press that little notification button, because I don't have a set schedule yet, figuring that part out. And it'll notify you when I'm live. Lately, it's been super late at night, but the gaming part is a little bit like West Coast afternoon.
And they can watch you draw Ruby there.
Yeah,
which is
yeah.
cool, because you get a little preview
really,
of Ruby.
Honestly, it helps me out, because since I'm drawing late at night, it's real quiet, and then you guys are in the chat, like just asking me questions, and I have someone to talk to. It's like I'm in an actual office with people, and it's real nice. It's really, really nice. So thank you for that, for the people who have been watching
on
my Twitch.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. You can find me at Spencer Stark on Twitter and Instagram and whatever else.
I guess my Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Louie12,
Louie12.
And join
it's
the
not
Slack.
Popping. Oh, join the Slack.
Yeah, that's what you usually plug.
Yeah, I usually plug the Slack.
Oh, yeah. If you also haven't done HQ Trivia yet, my code is still Starline, because that might be supplemental income if I could win the damn thing. So do that if you haven't already.
And if the Slack invite isn't available to you, just tweet at me. Same LUWI12. I'll send you an invite link.
Yep.
Yeah, join the family.
Yeah. Okay. We're an hour, so that's great.
Well, Spencer,
yes.
This will be the last time on the podcast we'll see you. I hope you...
Ever?
You're going to die after this.
Oh, no, God. Don't say that.
I'll be fine. I'll be back in 3 weeks.
Yeah, you'll be back in 3 weeks. We'll have to find someone to...
Replace me.
Wear your shoes.
I have to leave my shoes? Yes. I need these shoes.
You have to leave your shoes.
God damn it. I don't own any other shoes. Okay, I'm done. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I still like to kiss.